What up, boys? It's JC coming to you from the top two this week. You boys better get your squads together, man. Y'all looking sorry out there. Gonna give your boy a championship in this bitch. Now let's go to your favorite, my favorite, the XF Fantasy Football Podcast.
What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and my co-host today is a man that we all picked on in high school. He was fired for giving some of you free shit, and when he sees a missing doorknob, he gets super aroused. My boy, your boy, Mickaroo. What's up, Mick?
What's up, Cody? Thanks for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to talking about these bums in XF for a few weeks now. I really appreciate you having me. I'm going by Michelob Ultra now.
All
Michelob
right.
Ultra.
All right. Moving on from that, weirdo. All right, Mick, so glad to have you on the show. You did have the most controversial pick in the first round of this draft by picking a quarterback. But Mahomes, how are you feeling about that pick?
It's kind of a toss-up right now through 6 weeks. We all know Mahomes is, you know, the best in the league. But he's dealing with that foot issue, and Chiefs aren't helping themselves by not running the ball. And Kelce, even though he's still Kelce, he's been kind of on and off for me. But I think with Tyreek back in the mix, and if they start running, I think they get back on track. And, you know, KC has a terrible D, so they're going to be forced to put up points. But, you know, we all seen Mahomes put up three TDs in one half or one quarter alone. So I think I'm going to be okay, but time will tell.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. All right, I got to know. Everyone's got to know. Mick, how about them Cowboys?
No comments. It's pretty rough right now. It's not a good feeling to be 3-3 and, you know, our destiny is in our hands right now. I mean, Sunday night's going to show us a lot who the Cowboys really are, but not really too confident right now with, you know, Cooper. He's going to probably be out of the game. And maybe
that's not true.
Tyron Smith might be out of the game too as well. He's battling that ankle injury, but, you know, I think it's going to be a long season for us. I think we started off hot 3-0. I think Kellen Moore had a lot to do with that. And then when they went to the Saints, I think Jason Garrett put his paws on that, the game plan, and thought it could be like last year. But, you know, Jalen Smith is not looking that great. He's pretty slow. He's tripping all over the place. Just kind of a mess right now. So not too positive, but, you know, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. Maybe the Clapper can get his shit together. So I guess we'll see.
You're right. That actually is a great transition into anything that can happen, even in fantasy. And that being said, JT gets his freaking first win. Wow. That fool was making sure that he didn't leave empty-handed this year. Maybe a trip out of the country will do a team good. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Keat finally gets knocked off his high horse. I'm hoping to knock his ass even further down this week when I play him, but it ain't looking good.
Yeah, and Pat's dream team, it's looking even worse now. The Rook took another L. Maybe a little less talking and a little more focusing on your team.
Damn!
You traded for all those big names. Lev Bell was going to take you to the promised land. He does have a nice schedule remaining for the year. I will say that towards the end of the playoffs. But, you know, Davante Adams kind of – that trade kind of screwed you a little bit, especially with Chris Carson just looking like a monster out there.
Yeah. Let's take a look at last week's recap in the Not-So-Coach of the Week.
D-Balls. You had Curtis Samuel on your bench with 23.8 points and Aaron Donald with 11.5. Those two changes would have got you a win. So, yeah, there you go.
I mean, he did pick up defensive players early in the draft, and I think he'd be the first one to raise his hand saying that did not pan out well. Yeah, Mick, you could play Latavius Murray in your flex instead of Westbrook, which would have got you the W by 0.72, but I don't blame you. I probably would have started Westbrook as well.
Yeah, Latavius Murray. Alvin Kamara was, you know, banged up, but he decided to be active, so I decided to sit him, and he's banged up now, so we'll see how his practice, his injury report looks like this week. But Cody, you play Hunter Henry, you win by a lot. You play anyone else in your flex, you win. Lots of ways you could have won. I don't know what you were thinking about when you were playing Jeff Swaim over Hunter Henry. I know that they said he might be limited, but it's Hunter Henry, and Jeff Swaim's a nobody.
I wish I could speak upon this more, but I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Man, I blame this on Dip for his jinx. His jinx ass.
Old jinx ass.
Yeah, losing his hair ass.
Pick'ems. It's sponsored by Pick'ems. It's $5, you cheap fucks.
That's right. Congrats to Pat. You suck ass at fantasy, but you know how to pick some football picks. Winning a cool $40.
What a loser. This week, this week I heard that Cody is going to offer up to $20 max per bet in the Cowboys-Eagles game. So if you want to give him his money, go ahead. I don't want any part of that because I'm not very confident. But
yeah, any real Cowboys fans that have the balls to bet me, offering up to $20 straight up on the line. The way to sign that up is actually on the Pick'ems thing. It'll be on there this week. Check it out.
We all know that the Danish Dynamite's going to be on there betting you because he has a problem.
Hey, him and me both.
Noise. All right, next up, we're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore.
Well, Dip is looking for a tight end. His tight end died in the end zone the other day.
R.I.P.
Nobody even touched, huh? Yeah, R.I.P. Nobody even touched that guy, and he just went down. And Dippy, it's not looking so good for you, buddy. It's kind of a wasteland out there. So best of luck to you, but not really.
And that's my cue. Dip, I just happen to have two beautiful tight ends, Evan Engram and Hunter Henry, looking for a new team. Sounds like a match made in heaven, bro.
There you go. There's hope. There's hope. NFL trades we had today. Marcus Peters is now a Baltimore Raven. Bigger news, Jalen Ramsey traded to the LA Rams. Two first picks and a fourth. And then the Browns trade a center to the Rams as well. So the Rams out here trying to make some moves. We'll see what happens. But let's be honest, they're 3-3. They have San Francisco and they have Seattle in their division. I don't think the Rams are going to make the playoffs, but you know, you never know.
You heard it first. The Rams will be going to the Super Bowl, boys. since we are talking trades, a trade did happen. It was Vic and Noah. It was LeSean McCoy for Jarvis Landry. What's your thoughts, Mick?
It's kind of a wash. I mean, kind of blah. I mean, LeSean McCoy is splitting time between Damian Williams and Darryl Williams. And yeah, I think Damian Williams is going to take that backfield back over. But, you know, LeSean might get his points here and there. But Landry, wow, on the other hand, Baker Mayfield sucks dick. That guy is so bad. He can't read a defense. And I think he should blame Victor, honestly, for drafting him. I think he's kind of ruined his season, maybe even his career. But Landry's not doing it for me. Don't want any part of that Browns offense unless it's the Chubbinator.
Yeah, which is a great transition for me. OBJ is now on the trade block. Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips. All right, first up, we got Cope spending $21 on the new Lizard King, a.k.a. Alan Lazard. Vic spending $25 on a Philadelphia Eagle tight end. That's what's up, bro. I see you. Luis also spending $25 on a tight end, Cameron Brate. Both of those guys are tight end twos on their team, but both get a decent share passes minus O.J. Howard. Pat spent $31 on Ted Ginn, hoping for a big time play in that. And then Bert is going big, spending all that monies on freaking Mark Walton. He spent 128 points. Damn! I bet you there's at least four people listening to this saying, who the fuck is Mark Walton? He's the third string running back for the Miami Dolphins, which we all know the Miami Dolphins are fantasy gold.
Michelob Ultra here with your not-so-ultra picks of the week. Brought to you by Hooch. When you need a fat slap, get hooched. Michelob Ultra Player of the Week. Best scoring player. Gonna give this one to Stephon Diggs. He balled out for Noah. What a monster. Went off for 3 touchdowns, over 150 yards, I believe. So that's the one we're going with, that one. Michelob Ultra Fact of the Week. Tight end position is weak as hell this year. So bad. And Victor has a small dick. Wait, what? Why is this on the teleprompter? Cody, what?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
And our Michelob Ultra Drunk Coach of the Week award goes to, by the way, that's the worst play by a coach this week, playing Jeff Swaim over Hunter Henry. Garbage.
Yeah, man. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch.
So we got James Conner. He went out over the weekend. Jalen Samuels is already out for a couple weeks, if not on IR. Benny Snell, he's going to be a good pickup, but it looks like he's already on Darius's bench. So good on you.
Yeah, you definitely could not have picked him up with all your waiver monies. too soon, sorry. Yeah, Amari Cooper went out after one catch. Good chance he'll be out this week, too. You could have just had, like, I don't know, like a 30-40 yard catch I could have won last week. And then it just gets worse for me when Allison, Geronimo Allison, went out with concussion on Monday night. I thought he was the only healthy wide receiver that Aaron Rodgers was going to trust, but nope.
I fired last weeks ago. Geronimo Allison could have won with him in week one, I believe, if he would have done something. I don't know. Don't trust that guy. And also, Amari, prayers out for you. We love you. Heal up, sweet baby boy. We need you to beat that Philadelphia Eagles secondary. That's so bad.
Yep, in fantasy, not in actual game.
Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders, he went out as well. You know, Emmanuel Sanders has been a pretty solid wide receiver. Always seems to find himself getting hurt, though, throughout the year at one point or another. So, Berto, sorry about you.
Yep, we already talked about this, but Will Disley looks to be out for the season with a torn ACL.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for you, Dippy. Fuck off. Chris Thompson went out with a foot injury. Oh no, Keaton, whatever will you do with your 5-1 team? Goodness. Well, the report came out this morning that Thompson is a little banged up. It could be a couple weeks, but there's your news on that.
Yeah, and Josh Gordon was also injured on Thursday night, went down pretty hard, but was on the sideline. I don't think he got back in the game, but they were playing the Giants, so didn't need him.
I would say Josh Gordon's kind of been a little bit of a disappointment this season for D-Balls. What would you say?
Yeah, I agree. And I almost traded for him like 2 weeks ago. So thanks, D-Balls, for saying hell no to that.
And Debo Samuel, he has a groin injury. He's going to be out probably this weekend. But honestly, looking back at me spending 100 fab on him, probably was a dumb idea. But
we're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the
L7 Weenie,
aka the bottom feeders.
If the playoffs started today, we have the top six teams. We got Keaton at first, JC, Victor, then Cody, then Dippy, then Luis, and then I'm on the bubble. Looking at the teams, Keaton has had a pretty solid year this year, 5-1. He's got the lowest points scored against him with 702. He doesn't have the highest points for. JC's team looks really solid. He's put up 855 points for. He's also 5-1. I think he's got a pretty solid team. I don't know who Jimmy G Unit is. I don't know who the hell is that. Cody, who is that?
Unfortunately, I think we call him Victor. You and him are best friends, aren't you?
Yeah, the Ick brothers, right? God, no. Victor's team, I mean, what can I say? I already beat him, so, I mean, I don't know. We can revisit that at another time. Cody's team looks pretty solid. He's putting up 913 points, the most points in the league so far, thanks to that 199 game he had earlier in the season. Dippy's team, man, losing Will Disley and, you know, Joe Mixon not looking very solid this year. I don't know. We'll see. I guess time will tell. Luis obviously just beat me, so he's got a pretty good running back combo. I like his team. And my team, I'm on the fence right now, but I think I pull it back together. So those are the top six plus me in the bubble.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to skip over the 3-3 and the 2-4s. Congratulations, you are not in the bottom feeders list this week. But I will talk about the one or less wins. But everyone has a win. Congratulations, JT, with your first win against the now last place. Dre's team at 1-5 as well. Dre's team points four is 661. Yikes. Damn. Maybe that nasty ass stash is holding you back, you pedophile.
Shake that tit.
And then the rookie wonder, not so wonderful to say the least. And his dream team hasn't been looking like anything as of late. It's actually looked even more worse each week as Davante Adams just sits on his bench hurt. But just to kind of go over some things, the projected records at the very beginning of the year, Andre was projected at 9-4. He is currently at 1-5. Let's just say he's not going to make that 9-4. Mick, you're projected at 3-10. You have beat that. Darius was projected at 10-3. He is currently at 3-3, so he may go on a 7-win streak. Dip was projected at 11-2. He also has to go on 11 or a 7-point streak to get that. Dustin Sparks has to go. His projected was 12-1, and his current record is 2-4. You ain't gonna make that, bud. JC at 6-7. I'm hoping that becomes very real and you suck ass the rest of the season, but I think you have one of the better teams in our league. JT, I have no idea what your projected score, because you were literally the only person that did not give me that. So congratulations. But yeah, who is surprised about that? Keaton was projected
at iPhone, bro. I know. iPhone 4, man.
I know. I think he's upgraded it to a 5 by now, hopefully.
There you go.
But he might be out of the country or in Miami. Keaton projected at 4-9. He is now 5-1. And so, Cody, me, was projected at 6-7. I'm 4-2. Hopefully that doesn't become a real thing. Luis at 4-9. And you are at 4-2, so you could totally lose 7 straight. That'd be really awesome. Noah at 7-6. That actually looks pretty reasonable, but he was also voted the most by everyone, at least the most votes for winning our league. And
how do we know that?
Because we voted on that, and I could bring it up for you if I had to. But he's currently at 2-4. Pat was projected at 7-6, and he is at 1-5, so he better go on a winning streak. Bert was projected at 3-10, and he is currently at 3-3, so a lot of win streaks are going to have to happen. And then the person we hate the most, Vic, was projected at 2-11, which I don't believe that was projected. I think he just typed that in to make himself feel better. But he currently is at 4-2. So, yeah, that's it, boys. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Next up, we got the high versus low point of the week.
Congrats to High Point. JT with 149.18 points, taking home that fat $25. He squeaked that win out by 0.08 points on Noah. Tough loss, Noah. You'll live.
Yeah. You know, every Jew is always wanting that money in hand, but he'll live. Low point of the week, back on the shit list, a.k.a. last place, happened to be JT's opponent with low point, which was Dre at 96.4 points and taking that badass L. May Bert have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, we got the recap of this year's total winners with JT, $25. We got Cody with that fat $75, with $25, Victor with $25 as well.
Which brings us into Birdo's Trashing of the Week. Product disclaimer, Birdo is not reliable for any counseling you may need after he rips you a new asshole. If you don't want to be on Birdo's Trashing of the Week, please step your damn game up, you freaking faggot.
You suck ass.
Oh, Dre. Oh, baby Dre. Man, I had fucking high hopes for you this year, man. I really did. I thought you were gonna win the title, I'm not gonna lie, man. I really thought you were gonna fucking be there. Well, other than my fucking self, obviously, but I thought you and me would be fucking squared up mano a mano. But, it didn't happen because fucking reality set in and slapped this fat cock in your fucking team. That's what happened. What a fucking disappointment. What a fucking disappointment you are and what a fucking disappointment your team is. Shit, I don't even fucking know who's more disappointed. Me? When I look at your fucking sorry team? Or Megan, the first time she fucking pulled your pants down. She just had to see that fucking little erect fucking Smokey pointed right at her fucking face. And you just fucking looking stupid. Like, what's the problem? Stupid fuck. Your team is trash, dog. I really had high hopes for you, my man. I really did. Put a lot of fucking faith in you. And the one time I put fucking faith into someone, they let me fucking down. How do you get the fucking the top of the fucking ladder, man? But you know what? Actually, you know you are at the top of the ladder. Except, it's like more like 6 feet underground at the top of the ladder. Because you're at the very fucking bottom of the fucking totem pole, you little shit. You are fucking trash. Straight garbage, dog. But you know what, man? There's a small little bright side in all this. Just a small little twinkle of light, man, for you. And that's you know, by the end of the year and all said and done, you can just go over to the local Forever 21 and get you a nice little sunset dress in the anorexic bitch fucking cunt aisle. with your little bitch-ass fucking frame. That's the fucking bright spot. You've got the easiest fucking way of getting a fucking dress because you have the figure of an anorexic 12-year-old. Nah, I'll give you a fucking 14 or 15-year-old little bitch. Congrats, Dre. Happy fucking shopping, faggot.
This week's matchups. First up, we got Cobes versus Keats in the One Night Stand Bowl. One of us made some choice decisions when we were younger, and the other you're only going to see one time ever again.
So in this matchup, Cody obviously needs, I would say for him to win, he needs Royce Freeman to have a big game on Thursday night and against KC, which is doable because they're pretty weak on run defense. And then he better pray that Amari Cooper plays this week for him.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think Evan Engram has a huge game. Arizona actually gives up the most points to tight ends, so hopefully Engram is back. He's been practicing. And then I'm hoping and praying that Carson Wentz wipes that ass all over Dallas on Sunday Night Football. That'd be awesome.
Wow. There you go. You heard it there first. Keaton, I would say Hilton needs to ball out for him. And I would say, you know, DJ Chark needs to ball out for him. They're playing Cincinnati. That should be a pretty easy win. And he might have a big game there. And that's what he needs, I think, to keep him in it and get the W.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady is going to have a big game on Monday Night Football. He obviously has the Jets number every year. And George Kittle against Washington's defense is going to be trash. And so I think Kittle's going to probably be over 100 yards in that game.
Vic and Noah in the "You're both too fucking lame to have a bowl name" bowl.
Well, we got Victor's team. Zeke's going to have a huge night against the Philadelphia Eagles, so that's going to help him.
Debatable.
Cooper Kupp, he's probably going to have a big game against Atlanta because we all know Atlanta's defense is just god-awful. So I think that definitely helps him get the win.
Yeah, I think if Todd Gurley is back this week against Arizona's defense, is going to be trash. And I mentioned earlier in the last matchup, Tom Brady going against the Jets. So that means Edelman is definitely going to catch some PPR points and probably beat his projected points currently of 15.88. I think he has a big game.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, looking at Noah's team, he's balling out this year. He's going to need a big game against Indianapolis. Mahomes couldn't do it a couple weeks ago. They kind of shut him down, but we'll see if Deshaun can get the job done. He'll need that from him. And Derrick Henry's kind of been quiet the last couple weeks. Definitely need him to show up against the Chargers and have a big day to help Noah out.
Yeah, I am going to talk about Cole World Beasley because I knew him once, you know, middle school and high school. It's super casual. But anyways, Cole World is going to go freaking nuts. I'm calling 10 catches and probably like 80 yards. It's against Miami. He's going to probably have like 18 points. And then David Johnson, I think he's going to also have a big game against the Giants. I think he's going to probably be in the 25-point range.
This segment brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Subscribe now to learn a new language and falsely impress your league with in-depth analysis and continuous messages that'll be sure to show them just how intelligent you really think you are. Use the promo code DanishPrince for absolutely nothing off and begin learning just like Patrick did.
Luis and Bert in the "Grow the Fuck Up and Take the Lanyard and Tube Socks Off" bowl.
Looking at Luis's team, Dalvin Cook, he's going to need a big performance for him. He's playing the Detroit Lions. We'll see how that goes. I mean, they kind of did a good job last night on Jones, but he should have had some touches. Anyways, Marlon Mack's also a beast. I think he's going to have a big game against Houston. It's going to be a high-scoring game, so I think that will help him win.
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson has actually a tough matchup against Baltimore now that they have another cornerback on that just got traded from the Rams. And so I think Russell Wilson's going to have a tough matchup, but I think he's actually going to be around his projected 26 points. And then I think Calvin Ridley is going to have a huge game now that Jalen Ramsey is in L.A. and probably going to be on Julio this weekend. I think Calvin Ridley is going to be the free man running down the field, get some touchdowns.
Are we for sure that Jalen's going to suit up this weekend, though?
I'm sure he's going to have a miraculous...
his back is healed all of a sudden.
Injury is going to be non-existent, and somehow he's going to make it play. It's super, super weird how that works.
Well, there you go. Well, looking at Bert's team, Bert's got a pretty decent team. I don't know what he's doing with all his players on his bench. Kind of have an idea. I think we all know. But anyways, have to scroll down here and take a look. But Matt Stafford or Kirk Cousins, that's a tough choice. But, you know, you're going to need one of those guys to perform for sure for you to have a chance in this game. And then, you know, I'll also go with Darren Waller. I think if he can have a big game, he's kind of been a key to Burt's team having success with all the targets he's getting. So those are the two guys that I think could help Burt win.
Yeah, I think Chris Carson is going to have a huge game against Baltimore. I think even though Baltimore just, I guess, solidified the outside corners, I think the way to beat Baltimore is by running the ball and trying to keep the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands. And then the other person I think is going to have a huge game is going to be Josh Jacobs. He's playing Green Bay, and he can catch the ball. And we all saw what Miles Sanders did a few weeks ago, and Kerryon Johnson should have done it on Monday night, but for whatever reason, they don't throw him the ball. But those are my two picks. JT versus Mick in the Mandingo versus Lobo Lito showdown.
Looking at my team for this week, I think I need a big day from Mark Ingram. He's kind of been quiet the last 2 weeks. It's going against Seattle, though, so my hopes are not too high. And then Kelsey, I think Kelsey needs to have a bounce back week. He's kind of been quiet a little bit, and those two need to show up for me to have a chance this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. Like, obviously, coming into this season and the first few weeks, he was out of this world. Great. And with this new ankle injury, he hasn't kind of looked the same. And so the pass rush for Denver hasn't looked the same either. But I think he'll have a big game because they're going to start running the ball because Denver is very vulnerable with running. And I think Patrick Mahomes ends up getting touchdowns because of them running the ball. And then the other person I want to talk about is D.D. Westbrook for Cincinnati. I think that's a killer matchup for him. And I'm buying into that mustache right now. Minus last week, JC.
Looking at JT's team, I think that Scary Terry, I think if he has a big game against San Francisco, that's going to be huge for him. He needs that. And then I would also probably say, you know, David Montgomery, if he can be reawoken. But they're playing the Saints, and they have a good run D. So hopefully that works out for my boy, Tariq Owen. So we'll see. But I think those two players, I think he needs to have a big week from both of them, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm going to obviously talk about Tyreek Hill. Welcome back last week, going up for that huge ball with three defenders around him, coming down with it, and then scoring the touchdown with that. And so he's going against Denver, and so I'm sure he's going to be shadowed by their number one corner the entire game, but speed kills, and I think he's going to have a huge game. And then Dak Prescott going against Philly, like, I know Philly probably better than anybody, and our pass defense sucks balls. And so my biggest encouragement for anybody is if you're playing Philly, anyone playing Philly for wide receiver-wise, play them, play them, play them. Next up, we got Pat and Darius in the Let's Smoke This Bowl.
Yeah, looking at Pat's team, you know, two players that stand out to me, Kyler Murray, he's playing the Giants. It's the Giants secondary. He's got to have a big game. I think he will. DeAndre Hopkins has kind of been quiet. I think that DeAndre Hopkins kind of gets it back together and starts balling out. I think those two players, they have big games. I think that's definitely going to help that to win this week.
Yeah, Hopkins has been very quiet, surprisingly, especially with his quarterback going nuts the past few weeks and him not getting any of the share. But the two guys I want to talk about is going to be Aaron Jones. he would have had a huge week. I'm sure everyone already heard about that in the group message from Patrick. But if he would have caught that ball for a touchdown, easy. And then he also fumbled one. So he's probably not in the best graces. And then I'm going to go with Le'Veon Bell. And so I think they're playing the Patriots. And I think it's Monday Night Football. And Le'Veon Bell hasn't looked, you know, Le'Veon Bell-ish. But I think the game that ultimately allows him to break out is against the number one defense. And so that's my big prediction of the week.
Yeah, I think Le'Veon Bell, I think, like I said earlier, his schedule gets better. So I think he starts racking up the points soon. So again, it's not like he already isn't. He's pretty consistent. But looking at Darius's team, you know, obviously the standout player is Saquon Barkley. You know, the league needs that guy. He's playing Arizona, so if he is ready to go on Sunday, he could have a huge game, depending on snap counts and whatnot. But I think that's one player to look at. And obviously, I'll let Cody have this one. I'm sure he'll go with that one. But I'm probably going to go with Courtland Sutton. You know, it could be a sneaky good game for him playing Kansas City. You know, Kansas City scores points, and you know, Courtland could get it done. Especially if Sanders is not playing, he could be the number one target. So those are the two players that I have, you know, that I think can have big games.
Yep. I mentioned it earlier, and it's my layup or slam dunk choice, but Michael Gallup against Philly's secondary. You saw what Diggs did last week. I think Gallup puts up probably about two touchdowns if Dak can actually get the ball to him. And then I'm actually going to go with Sammy Watkins in his flex right now. I think Sammy could have a big game if he's healthy and back playing, which from reports from practice-wise, he is projected to play. And I think with Tyreek Hill having most of the coverage, I think Sammy Watkins opens up that offense.
Lake Dallas Action Figures proudly brings to you a true legend of the area. Coming soon to a Denton toy store near you, it's the Ashley Blue Action Figure. Oh yeah! Complete with all of her most famous moves, such as head bobbing action for sucking that dick, hand job karate chops for double the pleasure and double the fun, as well as ass bouncing squat action to give you and your Joe a ride of a lifetime. As a matter of fact, get her to do it all at the same time, with all your Joes together, and run a train on that cum dumpster hoe just like real life. And that's not all, folks. We even included a detachable pussy, because that motherfucker is liable to fall out at any moment in time. Hell yeah! And if you really want the full experience, buy the platinum version. That includes baby aborting action. That's right, folks. This exclusive feature allows you to attach a pregnant belly that you think you double axe handle punch the fuck out of and punch your stomach and abort your fucking fetus. Hell yeah!
Dre and D-Ball's in the VW Showdown.
Yeah, looking at Dre's team, two players that I've chosen. I'm going to go with Damian Williams, you know, with Kansas City. I think that he could potentially have a big game. Kansas City needs to run the ball, you know, to open things up for Patty. So I think he's going to, you know, come back. He's their number one guy. You know, LeSean might cut in, but Damian's the guy there. And the other player I'm going to select is Tyler Boyd. wow, he's playing Jacksonville this weekend, and Jacksonville just lost Jalen Ramsey. So, you know, Tyler Boyd could be in for some points. I think if he has a big game, it's going to help Dre out a lot this week.
All right, my two are easy. It's going to be Josh Allen against Miami. Miami actually gives up the most points to quarterbacks. And my next choice is going to be Tevin Coleman, which gives, I want to say, the fifth most points to running backs. I think both of those guys have huge games.
Yeah, and looking at D-Ball's team, I'm gonna go with Melvin Gordon. You know, they've slowly been working him in. I think he gets back on track, and then obviously he's gonna need a big game from Gordon. But you know, let's go with Hooper. Hooper's been looking incredible through these first 6 weeks. He's like number two tight end, or number maybe even number one. But he's playing the Rams, and you know, if Jalen plays this week and covers Julio, then Hooper's going to get a lot of targets, and he should have a big game from him too. So I think that helps him out.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Robert Woods against Atlanta. It's a primo matchup. They give up the third most points to wide receivers. And then I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan shows up Jared Goff. I know they're obviously just got Jalen Ramsey, but I think Matt Ryan still are going to be throwing the ball a crap load because that defense sucks. And so, yeah. Last but not least, we got JC versus Dip in the Co-Commish Bowl. Or the, man, there's two of you and you still can't put out a toupee weekly. Shit. Making me make this podcast. Shit. Bowl.
All right, looking at JC's team, two players that got my attention. James White, obviously, playing the Jets. Like Cody mentioned earlier, Brady has the Jets number. And James White's probably going to be catching balls all day. So rack him up there. And then, you know, I'm going to go with Christian Kirk. They're playing the Giants, and it's the Giants secondary. It's awful. I think he has a big game coming back. I think he was out last week with an injury, or maybe 2 weeks ago. But those are my two players. I think if they have big games, then JC's in a good spot.
Yeah, I think Jared Goff is going to have a redemption game against Atlanta. Atlanta sucks balls. Gives up, I think, top three to quarterbacks. And then I'm going to go Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, I want to say he's the second-ranked tight end and just a stud all in all. And he's playing to Seattle, which Seattle isn't so great against tight ends.
All right, so looking at Dippy's team, a couple matchups that I like. Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, it's the Giants secondary. I've been picking, you know, any kind of Arizona Cardinals. I think he probably will have a big day, and that will probably help him out. And then another pick would be Austin Eckler. He's kind of been quiet the last 2 weeks. I know it's Tennessee defense, but I think that he kind of starts racking up the points again, and him and Gordon both get going, so I think that will help out Dip's team. Better find a tight end, though. Looking rough.
Yeah, you can't talk about Dip's team without talking about Julio. And so Julio, I know he's going to have possibly Jalen Ramsey on him this week, but it's Julio. So can't hate that. And then I think Tyler Lockett. I think with Will Disley going down, I think Tyler Lockett sees a little bit more passes his way. The shit talking hotline is live. Let's hope we can get some phone calls here shortly. And oh, here's our first caller.
It's your boy Dean Dice, about to put D's balls all over your boy Danish Dynamite this week. It's going down. He's going down 1-6.
Key, it's your boy Cobes. You tall, pasty ass, curly hair ass, ain't got no reason to be in first place ass, is going down, you bitch ass.
It's supposed to be shit-talking, but I'd rather praise Berto's team because it looks really good with that lineup. There's absolutely nobody on there for him, so this is a pacey one reporting in. Good game, Berto.
Quick picks of the week. All right, up first we got Coves versus Keat. I got Keat. He's a top ranked team for a reason.
Yeah, I got Keat as well. Cody has a lot of their players out, so.
Yeah, man. We got Vic and Noah. I'm going to go with Noah. I think Vic's team shows its real colors this week.
And I'm going to go with Vic. The winner, Victor Lugo, with those wet lips. He's going to get himself a win this week against Noah. Victor Lugo.
Good luck with that, Vic. Luis versus Bert. I got Bert. I think Bert has some pretty solid matchups.
I got Berto, too. He's got a nice running back duo. And he's got some other nice pieces like Kenny Galladay and so forth, yeah.
Yeah, JT versus Mick. I'm going to go with JT. His team looks to be turning the corner.
Yeah, I've got to go with myself on this one. I've lost two straight. I got to pick it up. So, sorry, JT.
Yeah, next up, we got Pat versus D. I'm going to go Pat. I think his dream becomes a reality, and he gets a W, his second one of the year.
Yeah, I got Pat, too. I think he's going to have a bounce-back game.
Dre versus D-Balls. I actually got Dre. Not liking this pick, but I got Dre.
I got Dre, too. I like his matchups, and I like his team now. It's not a bad team, if you look at it. He's just had some rough luck.
And last but not least, we got JC versus Dip. I actually wrote down that I got Dip, but thinking about it more and looking at JC's matchups, he has, I think, like five players playing against the best matchups. So I'm going to go with JC, actually.
I got JC as well. I think he has a pretty solid team. And, you know, fuck Dippy.
Mick, it was a pleasure having you on. I am excited to listen to this myself. But I appreciate you staying up late, talking football, and making some weird-ass jokes.
Thanks, Cody, for having me on the show. It was a blast. I can't wait. Hopefully I can be a guest appearance sometime soon and talk shit about people. It's really what this league's about, and we've been in it for 8 or 9 years. And you know, anything to make the league better, right?
Amen to that. Hey, I appreciate all of you guys, the commercials that are being made, the intros. Keep sending them to me. I'll reach out to a few of you to try to record some stuff too, but hell of a job, boys. Until next week.